In the limit of low doses of gamma rays, and in the absence of competing risks, the lifetime excess CML risk is given by this expression here. Using random samples of C2 and KT, I found the distribution of R for both the linear model and the linear quadratic exponential model. The medians and the upper 95% bounds are shown here. We conclude from these results that the back of the envelope calculation wasn't really all that bad.